Our epistle for this 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, so that you do not do what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, jealousies, anger, quarrels, factions, parties, envies, murders, drunkenness, carousing, and such like. And concerning these things I warn you, as I have warned you, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, and chastity. Against such things there is no law, and they who belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 through 33. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life what you shall eat, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than the food, and the body than the clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you of much more value than they? But which of you, by being anxious about it, can add to his stature a single cubit? And as for clothing, why are you anxious? Consider how the lilies of the field grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which flourishes today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What are we to put on?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given to you besides." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For your Father knows that you need all these things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, there was once a man whose father died, and he was rather distressed. Of course, naturally, because his father died, but something weighed heavier on him. And that was, he wasn't a very good son, especially in his father's sickness and older age. He didn't spend time with him. He had held things against his father and judged his father, and just didn't communicate with his father. Now that his father was dead, and he was only left with regret, because time had come. There was no more time for he and his father. Of course, the consolation the man could take away was that he could still pray for his father, but it still doesn't alleviate the burden. But there's a scenario that can be compared if we magnify the scenario by an infinite amount, and that is our time with God. And today we are called to consider our relationship with our Heavenly Father. What is my relationship with Him? Is it something that I hear at church, say in prayer sometimes, and that's the extent of it? Do I take the time to communicate with my Father and let my Father communicate with me, my Heavenly Father? Do I hear His communiques and do I follow through with them and live His gospel? Or do I, like many people in the world around us, justify doing what I want to do. Because the fact of the matter is this. This time with our Heavenly Father will determine our eternity. You can't serve two masters. This is what our Lord tells us. You can't. It's impossible. You can't say, yes, God is my Father, and I'm part of His family, and I'm His child, and then live the way of the world, of whims and wants. St. Paul, in today's epistle, puts it very clearly, very succinctly, that you have the spirit and you have the flesh. There's this battle going on inside of us, and they are opposed to each other. Your choice, your free will, depends on who wins this victory. If we give over to the flesh, well, St. Paul tells us, the works of the flesh are manifest. Immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, enmities, etc. And I warn you, he says, as I have warned you, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. And this is where you will find some people that will read this part of Scripture and say, well, I'm not into witchcraft or idolatry or immorality or drunkenness or murders or carousings. Yeah, those are pretty big things. But look at what's in the middle. What's these two sandwich? Contentions, enmities, jealousies, anger, quarrels, factions, parties, envies. Parties, what's parties? Parties doing what we want to do. Giving way to drunkenness and self-indulgence, gluttony, contentions, jealousies, angers, quarrels, factions. That usually concerns gossip and slander. And people say, well, drunkenness is more deadly. Not so. Someone goes and gets drunk, yeah, they might have a night that they regret. Person goes out and talks behind someone else's back. Makes it a habit to deal with gossip or to deal with slander. Where does that end? It's a poison that keeps spreading. And St. Paul tells us, they who deal with these things, and all of them, any of them, will not attain the kingdom of God. So we have to ask ourselves the question, do I want to attain the kingdom of God? Of course, we call God Father, and we know that heaven's our true home. And of course, he lays out, We have to do works of the Spirit. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, constancy, and chastity. Not he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. We have a choice to make. There's an impossibility of serving two masters. If you think you can, you're only fooling yourself because you're serving the lower master with that mentality. And we only have a short amount of time, which gives rise to the remembrance of an occasion that happened 20-some years ago, 2001, when there was an attack on our country. Many people forget, or they, even a lot of young people don't even know too much about it, if they know anything. But there were a couple thousand people who woke up in the morning, went to work, and they never saw the noon of that day. Because their time had come to an end. Some people will have a time that comes to an end that they can see. Maybe they're diagnosed with cancer, or they have something else that they're dealing with, but they know that their time is coming to an end. Others, their time will come to an end and they won't know it. Both should have the same concern, and that is about using the time that they have now in the present to the best of their ability, where it concerns their relationship with the Heavenly Father. No one can have a good relationship for you with the Heavenly Father but you. And He is ever so willing. This was made available because He loved us so much to send His only begotten Son. And His Son broke down the barriers that stood between man and Himself. But the stupidity of man, we still stick up our own barriers between ourselves and our Heavenly Father. We live to our own purpose, and we don't look at the reality that stares us in the face, that time will run out. Speaking of 9/11, it's important for us to pray for our country. It's a patriotic duty to pray for our country. both enemies without and within. We can go to the Heavenly Father as we should go to Him with all our problems. He is the Father of us prodigal children, and He waits for us. And if we make Him part of our equation each day, every day, then we can do the good that we're called to do in a world that needs it. There's an awful lot of darkness out there, but we have been given the opportunity to have the light and to let our light shine before men so that they might see our good works and rejoice in our Father who is in heaven. That's why our goal each and every day has to be to seek first the kingdom of God and His justice. That is why our goal each and every day must be to seek first the kingdom of God and His justice, trusting the good Lord. Everything else will be given to us besides. But that's a choice that each person must make. So let us consider our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Let's, as we still have time, make it better. Make it good. So we can realize our purpose and obtain our place in heaven, our true home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.